The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter number 2, text number 32, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 1st, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter number 2, text number 32. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Atapi me durbhagasya
vibhudottamadarshane
pavittavyang mangalena
yenatma me prasidati
atapa me durbhagasya
vibhudottamadarshane
bhavittavyang mangalena
yenatma me prasidati.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I am certainly most abominable and unfortunate to have merged in an ocean of sinful activities. But nevertheless, because of my previous spiritual activities, I could see those four exalted personalities who came to rescue me. Now I feel exceedingly happy because of their visit. Purport. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjha 2254, sadhu sangha, sarva shastrikai, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhihai. Association with devotees is recommended by all the Shastras, because by even a moment of such association, one can receive the seed for all perfection. In the beginning of his life, Ajamya was certainly very pure, and he associated with devotees and Brahmins because of that pious activity. Even though he was fallen, he was inspired to name his son Narayan. Certainly this was due to good counsel given from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Savashchataham hridisandavishto mataksmatir gyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The Lord who is situated in everyone's heart is so kind that if one has ever rendered service to him, the Lord never forgets him. Thus the Lord from within gave Ajamil the opportunity to name his youngest son Narayan, so that in affection he would constantly call Narayan, Narayan, and thus be saved from the most fearful and dangerous condition at the time of his death. Such is the mercy of Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. By the mercy of the Guru and Krishna, one receives the seed of bhakti. This association saves a devotee from the greatest fear. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore change the devotee's name to a form that reminds him of Vishnu. If at the time of death the devotee can remember his own name, such as Krishnadas or Govindadas, he can be saved from the greatest danger. Therefore, the change of names at the time of initiation is essential. The Krishna consciousness movement is so meticulous that it gives one a good opportunity to remember Krishna somehow or other.
Vandeham Sri Guru
Shri Jita Banakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha.
So, Prabhupada is very wonderfully described. The Krishna consciousness movement is so meticulous. What does this word meticulous mean?
Meticulous, what is it in
Czech? You don't know in the translation?
Correct me.
Yeah. Meticulous means, just like it is stated, that Krishna is a meticulous dresser. Everything perfect. Even when he was jumping into the Jamuna to subdue Kaliya, he adjusted his clothes very nicely, so he would dress in a first-class way before he jumps in the Jamuna to subdue Kaliya's serpent.
Krishna jisai visą laiką yra labai gražiai pasipuošęs, net šokdamas į upę pas Kaliją, jisai labai pasitaisė, kad būtų pošnus.
Everything perfect is the meticulous dress. I mean, the tilak is perfect. I mean, the kurta is ironed. Everything is perfect.
Tas ypatingas žodis, kurį mokytojas paminėjo, tai reiškia, kad yra viskas.
I have one godbrother. I remember I met him in Vrindavan. He was meticulous dresser. Everything perfect. Every fold in his dhoti. Everything was just perfect. So meticulous means every detail, down to the finest detail. Everything is perfectly arranged. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is so meticulous. In other words, it's so perfectly arranged by Prabhupada. Every little detail of this movement is actually perfect. The way the blueprint that Prabhupada has given is perfect, you see.
Blueprint?
The blueprint, that means the plan or the blueprint. Krishna, you know blueprint? No? It's like an architect. He makes a plan for the building, you see. So Prabhupada is the architect of ISKCON. And he has given a perfect architecture, a drawing, a perfect plan for the movement, you see. If we can simply take this perfect arrangement of Prabhupada and follow exactly what Prabhupada has said, then this movement will be absolutely perfect. So one of the perfect features of this movement is that when you get initiated, you get a name that reminds you of Krishna. And even if you can remember your name at the time of death, you'll be saved from the greatest danger of the Yamadutas. So we can also see that just as Prabhupada says, that the change of names is essential. At the time of initiation is essential. Therefore, the initiation is also essential. Because that protects one at the time of death. Another very nice point in this verse is that how is it that Ajamiya got the inspiration to name his son Narayan?
Kaip gavo savo vaiką,
At the time he named his boy Narayan, he was an old man who had spent a whole life in sinful activities. He was in his 80s. He had spent like 60 years engaged in horrible 60 years of sin. But still, in spite of 60 years of sinful life, he's thinking, I'll name him Narayan. So just see how Krishna is so kind. Even if one becomes completely fallen, if he's done some little bit of service in his life, Krishna never forgets that
service.
So what happens many times in our movement, somebody will come and they'll be nicely engaged in devotional service. And they'll fall down. Either in a very gross way, like Ajamiya, or in a more moderate fall down. But any kind of fall down does not completely destroy that person's Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna won't let them forget him. Krishna remembers, this person has rendered me very nice service at one time in his life. So I, sitting in his heart, will help him to remember me. This is called loving reciprocation. So, what is the point? We should serve Krishna as much as we possibly can, as lovingly as we can, right now when we have a chance. Now that we're engaged in Krishna consciousness, let us do the best possible service we can do. So we can please Krishna as much as possible. Because the more we please him, the more he feels indebted to us for our service that we've rendered to him. So instead of doing mediocre service, I should get a little dictionary here. Mediocre means not very nicely done. Tenth class. We should always try to do first class service. Whatever we're doing, make it first class. Because we get reciprocation from Krishna to the degree that we try our best to do the service. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So always try to do the best possible service that you can do. Whether you're preaching, whether you're cleaning, whether you're cooking, whether you're raising a family, whether you're offering an arati, whether you're singing in the kirtan, whatever you're doing, try to do it in the best possible way you can do it. Because that will attract the attention of Krishna. And that will oblige Krishna to reciprocate. Actually, Krishna is under no obligation. He's supremely independent. But because he has made the promise in the Bhagavad Gita, Inasmuch as I surrender, I give reward. So he has to keep his word. Krishna has to keep his word. He said, "If you, as much as you surrender, I give you reward." So he'll have to do that. He said he would. He will keep his word. So with full faith in Krishna's reciprocation, one should render the best possible service they can render. And the more you do that, the more you become protected from having to see the Yamadutas at the time of death. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Adžemila kartuoja vardą, nes nesąmoningai, bet yra. O jei mes kartuotume netyrai, bet sąmoningai, ar gautume...
Ar kaip čia klausim? Toks ar ne toks?
Ar mes... Netyrai, bet...
Taip pat kaip Adžemila?
Panašiai kaip Adžemila. Ar tiesiog prailgintume laiką, ar galime sugrįžti kažkai?
Jeigu mes taip pat kartuotume vardą kaip Adžemila. If we would chant... Krishna's name, like Ajamila did, in time of death, we go back to Godhead, or just also this will spend the time. Spend.
Well, it's interesting, and your question is interesting because he didn't go back to Godhead immediately at this point. The Vishnudutas did not take him back to Godhead at this point. They just told the Yamadutas to get lost, get out of here. But it is described in these purports how actually he became spiritually perfect. So, the question is why they didn't take him immediately? I suggest you read this chapter in full and read the purports to get a deeper understanding. So you want to know if he became perfect at that moment? Is that your question?
He got its time of time to live more time in the material.
He didn't go back. He actually went to Hardwar and I think he engaged in devotional service after this. He didn't go back to God immediately. So is your question answered?
So in our case, it would be same like for Ajamila.
Well, that if mean you might have tried living a whole life of sin. Is that what you're saying? And then become the slave of a prostitute and just chant Narayana at the time of death. Is that what you're saying? I don't understand. What's your question? You want to do exactly what Ajamil did the whole life?
If there is no purity in us, we will go back to Godhead or what?
Oh, okay, I see your question. Well, that depends. Actually, Ajamil became completely purified. His chanting of Narayan's name was not done. It wasn't chanting or sinning on the strength of chanting. He didn't think, "Let me sin and chant Narayan's name at the same time, neutralize."
Jo kartojimas buvo
nesuteptas tą nuodėmės, negalvoju, kad, na, aš kartosiu šventus vardus.
He chanted it out of, like a child crying for the mother, actually, in that mood of desperation.
Iš tikrųjų, jis kartojo vardą tokiu nuotaiku, kaip verkiantis vaikas.
He was calling for his son, help, help, these creatures are coming. Narayan, Narayan. He wasn't thinking, well, let me chant, I'm so sinful, let me chant to neutralize all my sins and I can go on sinning. He didn't think like that. So in his case, the chanting was out without any offense. By an amazing set of circumstances, actually. So one has to. So we hear that if one remembers Krishna at the time of death, you go back to God. We hear that. So. If one is able to fix one's mind on Krishna at the time of death, that means you are in a pure state of consciousness. If one is not in a pure state of consciousness, they will not be able to fix their mind completely on Krishna. Their mind will go somewhere else. So, yam yam vapi smaram vavam, chijanyante kalevaram, tam tam evaiti konteya, sadhata bhavabhavita. Whatever state of being, one remembers when he quits his body, that state, O son of Kunti, he will attain without fail. So if you are fixed in Krishna smaranam at the time of death, you will definitely go back to God.
Koncentravęs į Krišnos smarinam mirties akimirką, tai be jokių problemų keliausiai tiesiai pas viešpatį.
So how to make sure that you'll be able to remember Krishna at the time of death?
Kaip reikia būti užtikrintam, kad tu grįši atgal pas Krišną mirties akimirką?
You have to remember him every day. You have to practice remembering him every minute.
Reikia jį prisiminti kiekvieną dieną. Reikia praktikuoti, kad tai prisimintum kiekvieną minutę.
The mind keeps going away from Krishna. Therefore, we have to keep bringing it back. We have to train ourselves. Time of death is a very difficult moment because of our material attachment. It is a very traumatic, if you know that word. It is a very traumatic experience for one who has material attachments. Therefore, we have to train ourselves to only be attached to Krishna. And I have one devotion and one devotion only, and that is to Krishna. Because if our heart is pulled in any other direction, we're going to have a big problem at the time of death. Does that answer your question? Okay. Any other question? Yeah, David?
From yesterday's lecture about compassion, should we try to develop compassion, or it will come in due of practice?
Should we try to
be compassionate?
Yes, of course.
Or it will come by.
But you should do both things. There's genuine compassion. There's pure compassion. Or that you could say there's spontaneous compassion and compassion in practice. Since we are not fixed
purely fixed in spontaneous compassion, therefore we have to practice compassion also. The more that you practice it is a matter of duty. The spontaneous compassion will begin to become more and more manifested. Next question. Rukmini.
Aš norėčiau aš paklausti jūsų, o jeigu Bhaktas jisai mirties akimirką, jisai galvoja, aš tarsiu Viešpaties vardą ir aš nukeliausiu pas Dievą ir ten būsiu laimingas, pavyzdžiui. Ir tada jisai ištarė Narainos vardą, tačiau jisai meilės visko neturi. Jisai tikrai nukeliaus pas Dievą ir jisai klys.
If a devotee will think that that he will chant at the time of death the holy name, but he actually do it in time of death, but without taste, just thinking that it will save him from danger, but without love, only thinking like this, he will come back to God or not?
The difficulty is this. If.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I know one devotee, he read some verse in the Vedas somewhere that if your body is burned with a certain type of wood, you get liberated automatically. You're going to have cremation fire. There's a certain type of sacred wood. If your body is cremated with that wood, you'll get liberated. So he got some of that wood and he stored it in his shed. And he told the devotees, when I die, make sure to cremate my body with this kind of wood. So now he's thinking he's safe, he can do whatever he wants because he's going to be liberated. But what happens when he dies? They go to get the wood out of their shed and they found that somebody stole it. In other words, don't try to play tricks with Krishna. But I'll just make a little note, I'll put a little note here on my... I'll just make a little note. Remember to chant Hare Krishna at the time of death. Now I won't chant any japa, I won't follow any principles. I'll just put a big note on my my bathroom mirror. Remember to chant Hare Krishna at the time of death. Now I won't do anything else, I'll just wait till the time of death and I'll chant my one Hare Krishna at the time of death. In other words, I'm not really trying to qualify myself in pure devotion. I'm just trying to remember, if I say Hare Krishna at the time of death, then that's all I have to worry about. If you try to play tricks with Krishna in that way and try to find a loophole in Krishna's instructions, how I can go back to Godhead without really having to surrender, you see. Well, guess what will happen? You won't be able to chant Hare Krishna at the time of death. You were thinking you could outsmart Krishna. I'll find a way to get back to Godhead without surrendering. In other words, if you try to cheat Krishna in this way, you see, you will find that he's a more expert cheater than you are. Krishna is the supreme cheater. So if you try to cheat him, he'll cheat you, he'll out-cheat you. And you won't be able to say Hare Krishna at the time of death. So if you want to actually qualify yourself to call out Krishna's name, time of death, and every day you must chant your japa mala. You must follow regulative principles. You must do your duty, your Krishna conscious duty to your devotee parents, your devotee family members.
In
this way, you must hear very nicely from the spiritual master. Render nice service, read Prabhupada's books. In this way, do your duties as a devotee very nicely, first class. And then you remember, then at the time of death, you'll remember Krishna very nicely. You'll be calling out to Krishna. Because you trained yourself. Just like a soldier, you see. He says, well, it's my duty to kill the enemy. But I don't feel like going for the training. I don't feel like learning how to shoot a rifle. I'm not going to go for the training. I'll just wait till the enemy comes and then I'll kill the enemy. The enemy comes, he doesn't even know how to load the bullet into the rifle, is it? When the enemy comes, it's very intense. One has to be very well trained. So he can automatically do exactly what he needs to do. So the time of death is a very intense moment. You have to be trained so that automatically you will chant Krishna's name from habit. You have to make a habit of always being Krishna conscious at every minute. Because death will be the most heavy thing you've ever experienced in your whole life. But if you're Krishna conscious, it'll be an exciting moment. Like taking off in an airplane and going to Golok. The ultimate plane trip. Flying on the wings of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So any other questions? This is the last one because we have another, I have two more lectures today.
Ar skaityti Prabhupados laiškus rašytus ir pokalbius, kada jisai rytinio metu pasivaikščiojimo kalba su sudavusiais yra taip pat naudinga kaip skaityti jo knygas.
If it is that reading Prabhupada's lectures, morning walks, conversations is the same as reading Prabhupada's books.
Yes and no.
Taip ir ne.
The books are the most authoritative thing. But they are the lectures, the morning walks, etc., they are also very good. Because they help you get more solidly connected with the books. So you can say they are expansions of the books. Just like there is Krishna and there is Balaram. The books are like Krishna and the morning walks and lectures are like Balaram. So they are also very good, but they do not take the place of reading the books. Use them to help you understand the books better. They are like commentaries of the books. They help you understand the books even better. Prabhupada said, everything is in my books. You won't find something in the morning walks and lectures you can't find in the book. But it can help you to understand the books better. And that's why Prabhupada gives the lectures, that's why Prabhupada gives the morning walk conversation. So read all of it. Read all the books. That's the most important thing. And along with that, study the lectures, the morning walks. So I apologize for those of you who have more questions, but we have a little tight schedule today. I have two more lectures to give. So we're going to end the class early today. The next program is at starts at 11 o'clock. 12 o'clock lecture. Okay, I'll give you a lecture at 12 noon at the Vedic Culture Center. And what time I'll be lecturing here this afternoon?
3
o'clock. 3, okay. So 12 and 3. And then I'll be giving my final lecture for this visit to Lithuania tomorrow morning. Bhagavatam class here tomorrow morning. So we thank you all very much for your being attracted to this movement. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Achyala Bhai.